This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with Renes Nazca of Leaps for Lives Dance Company. Renes is founder, director, choreographer, and dancer. Leaps for Lives has a mission of raising funding and awareness for Southern Arizona Pet Rescue and pediatric cancer organizations through dance productions. Renes, your introduction to dance was amazing and kind of tragic, both, being that you discovered a world of passion, but also a truly damaging side of mainstream dance culture. Could you tell us your story, starting with what happened in high school?
I started dancing in high school, which is unusual for someone who continues dancing this late in life. Most of us start as little girls. And I found my passion for dance 14 years old in a classroom here in the old Pueblo. And my dance teacher was not very supportive of me as a dancer in the program. She had cut me my sophomore year and had instructed me to lose some weight and kind of keep a food journal, and then we would reevaluate and see if I would be welcome back into the program my junior year. So that experience really put me on a different path with dance. It made me want to take an approach that was more inclusive and really true to myself despite what culturally seemed acceptable.
You told me that she had all of the girls keeping food journals and that keep this journal, and when you're proud of what's in it,
yeah,
come back to me and we'll talk.
That's right. Yep.
How did you feel about that in that moment?
I was devastated by that because I felt then, and even looking back on it now, I remembered the passion I had for the art and the passion I had to dance and move my body. And I hadn't been exposed to art in that form. And it was devastating. It was devastating.
So you had that mixed introduction to dance and you graduated from high school. What happened after that?
Really, I just still had that passion to dance. So I kind of got a couple of friends together and we went, picked up a gym membership, and there were 3-4 of us sometimes just getting together to dance once a week. And we had our first show. That was 2009, as what became Leaps for Lives. Of course, we didn't know then what we were doing, but we performed at this Michael Jackson sing-along in tribute to him the year he passed away.
It's a great reminder that nonprofits can start with just a group of friends getting together to do something they believe in.
Absolutely. We kept kind of just rehearsing, and we were just getting together to dance, putting on a number or two here or there at different events. And in 2012, we had been rehearsing at the Dance Loft down on 19th Street from 10 p.m. to midnight, this group of us. And there were 10, 11, 12 of us, something like that. It was not a small group. And the owner came to me and she said, "You're going to have to find somewhere else to go because it's time for us to shut our doors." And I thought, well, but maybe... maybe I should buy it, and then we can run the dance company out of here, and I'll, you know, give a go at running a dance studio. And so I did. I was lent the money, and I bought the dance studio, and we reopened the Dance Loft after a little bit of a facelift. Yeah, the dance company really bloomed from there, from having our own space and being kind of able to operate on our terms inside the Dance Loft.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County.